Number 12814, Robert and Candy Niblett seek variances from the minimum lot area and lot width requirements for a proposed lot. Sections 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a lot located on the southeast side of Bethel Concord Road, approximately 350 feet north of Towers Lane. The 911 address is 26091 Bethel Concord Road in Seaford. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 132, Map 2, Parcel 332.08. The applicant is seeking a 14.94-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement for a lot and a 5,844-square-foot variance from the 32,670-square-foot lot size requirement for a proposed lot. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Thank you. Dr. Carson?
Need to recuse from the case.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
You can come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Can I request you stay?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Niblett, 8170 Gum Branch Road, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good evening. You can present your case, sir.
Sure. First, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it, when I was born, we moved in right where the salvage yard is. My uncle owned all that, and my dad ended up with I owned the three lots there, where this yellow is, and two small lots there. The house at 33201, I think, is where I grew up, right there where the arrow is. So, saying that, I would do nothing to harm this, and my dad passed away in 09, and I went through great lengths to keep this property, you know, with my brother, so I would do nothing to harm it or alter it in any way to be negative. The lady that lives in the mobile home nearest the salvage yard has been there since 1990, and obviously she rents the property from me. She owns the mobile home. My dad put a septic well in for her. She had nowhere to go, so they moved the mobile home in there, and that was one of my goals to keep her too. Now, I did put another mobile in on this piece of property a few years ago, and the girl, she's a single mother with a son that works at Stokely, and she's been there probably 5 or 6 years. The reason I'm saying that, I'm going to be perfectly clear, you know, the reason I would like to subdivide that front off, it would be another rental. There's a high demand. I'm not telling you guys anything for rentals, and everything I've got, nothing's over $1,000. So I try to keep my rents very low, you know, affordable for people. And I should have went through these things about, as far as altering the neighborhood, my opinion, it's not going to alter the neighborhood, you know, in a negative way. It's kind of going to fit in, you know, Towers Lane's right there with quite a few homes down that lane. Let's see, what else did I want to say? And the lot line, the reason the lot line is where, I guess you see the survey, he just comes straight across to keep that back lot as 3/4 of an acre. And that's why the line had to be there to keep the back, so I wouldn't have to request making that smaller. There's a garage there that my dad built when I was probably 4 years old, and I keep my lawn mowers and everything in there. And the reason I'm saying that is I spend the most of the time over there. I cut all the grass. I maintain it. You know, I still call that home. So I was just thinking if I had another house there, rental there, I wouldn't look so weird just hanging around there. Give me a little bit more to do. I did have Jay Duke there as a site evaluator, and he poked a few holes out there. And as far as for septic, it would be no problem. So I just want to throw that out there to you. It's very sandy. That's what I've got. That's all I've got. That driveway that's there now, you can see running through, that would be the access to the back lot, and that's what it is now. You know, if you see that over there in front of the mobile by the salvage yard, that's what accesses this mobile now. I mean, that's the entrance for it at this point. So and he put that on there where that, you know, we have to have it, but it's established. That's all I got.
Questions?
Is the exceptional practical difficulty that you can't have another rental, you want to have another rental, is that the reason?
Yes, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
And again, if this is approved, it's not approved, it's not going to kill me, you know, I just thought, you know, the need for rentals, absolutely. The lady lives in the house now, she's got two daughters that are looking for a rental, her rent went up to $2,000 a month. The lady lives in the mobile home, she's got a daughter living there with her that can't find a rental, so yeah, there's a huge
this
need.
This was, this property was a U-shape before, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then it got, were you the one who divided it into two parcels?
Yes, I did, yes, yep.
And now you're seeking to divide one of those into another two parcels?
Yes.
Okay. So the size of the parcel that you want to divide, that size was created by you, correct? When you divided it before?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions.
Mr. Sharp?
You know, looking at this, it would appear, and I'm not the mathematician here, but it would appear that you would be able to adjust the lot lines such that there would not be a need for a lot size variance at a minimum, though it would still need a lot width requirement for the proposed lot that's adjacent to Bethel Concord Road. Did you look at just readjusting the lot lines for these lots to see what that would do?
And I would, you know, I give it to Steve Sellers at Miller Lewis, and I asked him to do this, you know, whatever he thought. And I agree with you, yes. No, it looks like we could have probably done something different. Maybe made the one in the back bigger, you know, wider maybe, and brought this back, maybe, yes.
Are there loans on these properties?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. So, or how about the more, you know, you had said there's septic systems.
Mm-hmm.
Are these, if the lot lines are adjusted, does that impact, like, does your septic from the one manufactured home on the other parcel, is it close to where this property line would be?
Mm-mm. No, that one's in the back. They're both in the back. Both the mobiles there are in the back. Yeah, the house is in the back, too. No. You know, and again, I'm not doing this for to be a great person, but I am. I mean, it's impossible to buy rentals now. And the price of houses are crazy. I could put a small rancher in here and still keep my rent low. So, yeah.
Does the septic and where you have to place it, as far as a certain distance from another septic,
mm-hmm.
do you think that drives partially why you're doing this? Meaning,
I'm sorry.
The reason you are separating this again,
yeah.
is because you have to put another septic on another plot?
No.
It doesn't affect you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. You mean so, like I need another septic on another?
Yeah, like you're being forced to separate this to put another septic on another piece of property. Meaning, these systems are, I'm looking at this correctly.
Yeah.
We have one for each home.
Yep.
Correct?
Yes.
What I'm asking is the third home, rancher, whatever you put on there,
mm-hmm.
is your lot being determined by where you can put that septic system?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
We haven't looked at that anyway, but no. No.
Mr. Sharp?
I see your driveway, and I realize it's existing. How long has that driveway been there that goes over the parcel to the northeast?
I'm 53, and it's 50 years. It's
always kind of bisected like that?
Mm-hmm. That driveway used to serve the salvage yard. Yeah, that entrance, that's about where the salvage yard, and it used to go straight back to the salvage yard. So when they put the line in there, and my dad put that mobile home there, kind of went there and to the shop, in the back. That was a separate driveway. And the house at 33201's got its driveway, and it comes straight back too. It's almost like it used. My dad had a tractor trailer, and he made it so you could run right on.
When was the manufactured home placed on the lot to the southwest, the one in the corner there?
Southwest, probably 1990.
Okay. So I'm looking at the one on this parcel that we're subdividing here.
That one was placed there in,
you said the one in
probably
the,
7 years, 7 or 8 years
okay,
ago.
So after it was subdivided?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and full transparency, yes. And that's, I come and had that subdivided and put that there. So, and I had to go through this Board of Adjustments to get that.
Yeah, it just looks like there'd probably be a way to do this to
2014.
And just in missing order, I don't know. It just looks like there's probably a way to carve up four lots here with the existing structures. So.
I was looking at it. I was thinking about the because I looked at this board, but now listening to you further, I don't know if maybe you could still achieve, like if we move that line in the back, the side, I can't even talk. Here, let me go. We move this line right here over closer to the 332.07 home to maintain a 3/4 acre, then that might allow you. You could also move this new line, the proposed line, back.
Bump it back.
To create 3/4 of an acre. So then I'm thinking now, he's already gotten a variance back in, whatever year this was, 2013, for the lot width, for existing 332.08. So if it's just a lot line adjustment in the back to create the new lot, and then we probably would need to take it to Planning Commission just to be able to access 332.08 off of that existing easement, just to show it's not landlocked by getting rid of the frontage along Bethel.
Yeah, I mean, the other way would be looking at,
which would mean he wouldn't need to be here.
Well, would also be looking at the one where the house is on. I don't know where that house is located, but shifting those lot lines and then using the 50-foot right of way and creating the lots in the back. And probably having, I think there's probably.
He's only creating one lot, essentially.
I know, okay. I know. But I'm just thinking of ways to do it without having any variances. I think there might be a way to do it, but not knowing where that house is, it'd be tough to kind of.
He only has to maintain the side yard setback at that
point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess what I was thinking was if you were to have to, if you were to say, let's move this one over so you have a 50-foot right-of-way where the driveway is, and you move this one over a little bit such that you had enough frontage, you create enough frontage for the new lot here, and then you could create, by moving this line back, you might be able to create enough room for the two lots in the rear to have points. I don't have the acreage on it, but it would seem like there might be a way to perhaps make that work.
I don't know if this matters, and I don't know if it would matter with the well. There is a well for the mobile home in the garage right about where this line's going to be. So if we move that line back, that well may be over on the new lot. It may. I don't know if that's maybe what he was
the line for the old mobile or the newer mobile?
The newer mobile.
Okay, yeah, so it's closer to the shared line with the older mobile?
No, it would be closer to right where that area.
Yeah,
right where that area. The well's probably right about. Yeah, it's in here somewhere.
Okay.
Maybe it's here. Yeah, right, pretty close to right there. Yeah.
So you really couldn't move the new proposed new lot further to the rear because of where the location of the well is.
Well, I own them all, so I guess I don't know. I'm not sure the legality of the well. I don't know. I'm not sure. To be honest with you, that well.
Recognize some of those systems kind of complicate a lot.
Yeah. I'm not sure. And again, seriously, if it's just real big deal, I would like to do this, but I always own this property, so just asking. My neighbor to the Darlene Steele, We grew up next door to her, and she's lived there as long as we have. And she's now moved in with her son and Lewis, and she got the letter. I guess she got the letter from here, and she called me. She's all stressed out. She thought I was dying. She said, "Oh, my God, what are you doing selling it? What's wrong?" No, I'm good. I'm not selling.
Mr. Sharp, does that conclude your questions? Or?
It does, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12814 for Mr. Robert L. and Candy C. Niblett?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12814 for Robert and Candy Niblett and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12814 for Robert and Candy Niblett for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property financial gain is not a legitimate, exceptional, or practical difficulty. The situation was created by the applicant.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. So they vote of 3-1, sir, your case is denied.